2 Corinthians, chapter 3. The great dignity of Christ's ministers. Am I again commending myself, or do I need to present you letters of recommendation as some do, or should I ask you for those letters? You are the letter. This letter is written in your inner self, yet all can read and understand it. Yes, who could deny that you are Christ's letter, written by us, a letter written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, carved not in slabs of stone, but in hearts of flesh? This is how we are sure of God, through Christ. As for us, we would not dare consider that something comes from us. Our ability comes from God. He has even enabled us to be ministers of a new covenant, no longer depending on a written text, but on the Spirit. The written text kills, but the Spirit gives life. The ministry of the law, carved on stones, brought death. It was nevertheless surrounded by glory, and we know that the Israelites could not fix their eyes on the face of Moses, such was his radiance, though fleeting. How much more glorious will the ministry of the Spirit be? If there is greatness in a ministry which used to condemn, how much more will there be in the ministry that brings holiness? This is such a glorious thing that in comparison, the former's glory is like nothing. That ministry was provisory and had only moments of glory, but ours endures with a lasting glory. The veil of Moses. Since we have such a great ambition, we are quite confident, unlike Moses, who covered his face with a veil. Otherwise the Israelites would have seen his passing radiance fade. They became blind, however. Until this day, the same veil prevents them from understanding the old covenant, and they do not realize that in Christ it is nullified. Up to this very day, whenever they read Moses, the veil remains over their understanding. But for whoever turns to the Lord, the veil shall be removed. The Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So, with unveiled faces, we all reflect the glory of the Lord, while we are transformed into his likeness and experience his glory more and more by the action of the Lord, who is Spirit.